Welcome to the United Cast. It's Entertainment Talks podcast for Manchester United and football. I'm your host Matthew, and today I'm going to be talking about Manchester United's 2-2 draw at home to Aston Villa. It sounds just bitterly awful as I say that. A draw at home to Villa. That's just not a good sentence, is it? It's just it makes you seem boring and weak and like you're supporting a bad team, which currently I unfortunately am. Don't want to say Man United are bad, but we are playing badly right now. A really disappointing performance today. But thankfully, we didn't lose. We could have lost several points at several different points in this match. My biggest criticism today is you have the 3-3 game against Sheffield United. What was it like? Yeah, a week ago today on Sunday, and you played Pereira and Fred in not quite defensive midfield, but in central midfield at least. Which again, neither of those are Pereira's positions. Why on earth, after our 3-3 draw against Sheffield United, did he play Pereira in central defensive midfield? I mean, it's because Pereira's position is winger, maybe, if you can get away with it, depending on who you're playing against and whether you're home or away or whatever. Pereira's position is the number 10 position where Mata was playing today. And from moving him, yeah, I mean, you can kind of tell how baffled I am just by how much I can't even, I'm struggling to talk about it. You move Pereira from central midfield, because last week we played that weird 3-5-2-1-2 or 3-5-3-2, however you want to say it. I think it's a 5-3-2 or 3-5-2, depending on how you look at it. And you played Pereira in central midfield with Fred, which isn't any better than defensive midfield. Neither of those are better than the other option. They're both bad options. I was loading the Sky Sports app today. You know, it comes up, team gets announced, and okay, well, I'm waiting for it and whatnot. And because usually it's about an hour before the game, so I know sort of roughly when to check for each team selection. I think, okay, I'm not going to see Pereira in at least central midfield or defensive midfield. I look straight to the middle of the team, and I see Pereira there. And admittedly, it's not very often when you see, okay, this player's really out of position, it might affect us today. But the first goal, who was in front of, what was the player's name who scored the first goal? Grealish. Who was the one who was trying to block him? Pereira. If he wasn't in that defensive midfield position, it was somebody else. Would they have blocked it? Maybe, maybe not. But maybe they would have. And because the goal went so sort of fast that I didn't sort of notice who initially was in front of Grealish to try and block the ball. I knew Wan-Bissaka was sort of in and around that area, probably trying to run after the player or whatnot. But I knew it wasn't Wan-Bissaka who tried to block the goal. And then as soon as they played the replay, and I see Pereira standing there, I think, okay, well, if you hadn't played him in defensive midfield, he wouldn't have been in that situation. So, that I think is our biggest mistake today. And I was just shocked to see Pereira. I mean, even in the team, I think he needed to be dropped. But the problem is that not only is Matic done, but Matic was injured, Pogba's injured, McTominay's injured, Fred is the other option. You've got, I can't remember the name, but the name was being thrown around from the Astana game. I think his name was, whoever it was that played next to Garner in the midfield against Astana. A lot of people were pointing out his name and Garner's name today as like, okay, you've got no Pogba, you've got no McTominay, you've got no Matic. And only one of those really should be playing in that defensive midfield position, which should be McTominay, obviously, next to Fred. Has worked fairly well in certain games. Because obviously, Matic, we don't want to see on the pitch anyway, because he's no good. And Pogba, shouldn't really play him in defensive midfield. But obviously, if he was available today and Scott wasn't, you probably would have played Pogba there instead. I think that, because I replied to, I think it was Mark on the United Stand. I replied to him and said, like, okay, this is who I'd pick today. And I could tell you off by heart who I picked. It was De Gea. I went with a 4-2-3-1 in, and I said you could change it to either 4-3-3 with this. I went with De Gea, Wan-Bissaka, Lindelof, Maguire, Williams, which was the exact back five that we played. And then I said if you played Twanzebe with Fred in midfield, and then the front four could be, you know, James, Rashford, Martial, and then in the number 10 I would have possibly put Gomez. And then someone said to me on Twitter, what about if you bring Gomez on, you have Mata in there instead to support the front three, the other attacking three. I said, okay, that would maybe work, and then once Mata's tired, you can bring Gomez on. Well, none of that happened anyway. I just think that, we had better options than to play Pereira in defensive midfield. But of course, the whole thing's not Pereira's fault. It's not one particular person's fault, but he was at fault for the first goal, kind of, because he was played out of position. We were really lackluster today in terms of just general performance. When we went 1-0 down, and even when we went, 2-1 down, I think. When it went to 2-2, because yeah, it was 1-0, and then Rashford scored the header, but it was noted down as a Tom Heaton own goal, and then. Then we took the lead with Lindelof, didn't we? So it was 2-1 to us. Once we were 1-0 down, and once we were 2-2 drawn, in both situations we didn't seem like we were going to get back into the game. And I don't know. I don't know what sort of to really say about this. I mean, there's three different avenues you could look at for where's the problem. Okay, the team isn't good enough, obviously, not enough investment in the summer. Ollie's still making clear mistakes. I've just pointed out a big one with Pereira in defensive midfield. I mean, you might as well play Rashford in defensive midfield, to be honest, if you're gonna play Pereira there. He's just not a defensive midfielder. Of course, yeah, there's the board, obviously, the Glazers, obviously, the biggest problem, obviously, lack of investment, all that sort of thing. There's Solskjaer, the manager, making some mistakes and whatnot, and obviously made one today. And then there's the squad. Is the squad good enough? No, but why? Because of the Glazers, Ned Woodward, and all that sort of stuff. So there's lots of different things you can point out for being the mistakes, and I'm not pinning the whole draw on Pereira, but that was a really big mistake. And I mean, in terms of just everybody else, I mean, some players did have a relatively good game. I still think our front three played really well. Mata had an okay game, I think. He's on the decline, unfortunately. I mean, I was really, really happy when we signed Juan Mata, however many years ago that was, from Chelsea. I was constantly saying for years that, like, okay, we should be playing him at the number 10 slot. I've got that now, but it's too late because Mata's sort of past his best and all that sort of thing. I thought the front three played really well. James, Rashford, Martial. There's just some sort of relationship there, isn't there? There's some sort of partnership and some sort of team chemistry between the three of them, and I really like to see them on the attack. I mean, that's the most attractive thing about Manchester United at the moment, is the three of those on the counter-attack, passing to each other, changing the ball over, and trying to get a goal. It's great to watch when we do see that, but yeah, the three of them, they kind of clicked together today, but we had like a final third pass problem today as well. So it's excuse me, it's really, really disappointing to draw at home to Villa. I mean, it's Aston Villa. I'll have a look in a minute to where they are in the league, but it's just so disappointing. And you think, you remember a couple of weeks ago when I said, okay, we've got, was it Norwich, Brighton, Sheffield United, Villa, and there was a fifth team in there. I can't remember who it was. Norwich, Brighton, Sheffield United, Villa. There was somebody else that I was like, okay, we should win all these five games, basically. Was one of them Bournemouth or something? The 1-0 defeat to, I think it was Bournemouth, what was the other team. But anyway, I kind of looked at those five games and I was like, okay, we should win those. And then I was like, okay, after that, you know, we had obviously Astana and all that sort of thing. What was it? I kind of looked after that, and then we've got, of course, Tottenham on Wednesday. I think we got Man City on Sunday, although I'll check that in a minute. But I know we got Tottenham on Wednesday, and I remember kind of saying at the time, okay, we need to win those sorts of games because Tottenham, Man City is going to be the bigger challenge. And you know now at this current point that with Mourinho, like with him kind of feeling like he got sort of done dirty by Manchester United, he's going to want to really bring it to Man United for that Tottenham game on Wednesday, which is in, you know, 3 days time, and that's going to be really, really tough for us to get a result from. So yeah, I mean, what else can you say about the state of Manchester United that hasn't already been said? Obviously that the team's weak. We've got some good players in there. I mean, you can't go like, okay, get rid of all of them, they're all bad. That's simply not true. But you look at the, you know, okay, is Ollie the right man? He's making some good decisions, some really bad decisions. Obviously, the Glazers need to go. We've known that for years at this point. Obviously, Ed Woodward's not good enough at his job. Should we bring Poch in? Should we give Solskjaer more time? There's still so many questions and things that need to be done. Director of football, which we don't have, all that sort of thing that's going on. And, I mean, in terms of the rest of our performance, I mean, the goals were decent, I thought. I mean, when we got the, what was it, the equaliser, I was like, cool, alright, we should like try and press on from that. I wasn't like, yes, we've got an equaliser against Villa at Old Trafford. That's not really something to celebrate. Yes, it's good that obviously we got the equaliser, but it's, you know, it's nothing to be like, yes, come on, we got the equaliser against Villa. Even away to Aston Villa, that still wouldn't have been too much to celebrate. And then of course we take the lead and you think, okay, we can, you know, if we get away with this, that will come away with the result, that would be great. And then, you know, a minute later or so they score. So yeah, goals are decent. Obviously there were two headers which were interesting. The Rashford one was given to Tom Heaton as an own goal. It hit off the post and sort of hit Heaton and went in, but whatever. So no real sort of controversial VAR decisions today, I don't think. I think there was two of them, was there? There was the offside, which wasn't offside, I don't think. And then there was the foul on Mata, which I don't think was a foul. So I thought VAR decisions just overall were actually on point today. So let's take a break, then we'll come back and we'll talk about, have a look at the league table after, of course, week 14, I think it is. And then we'll, of course, look ahead to future fixtures. So I'll see you in a minute. Today's sponsor is Kualu. If you'd like to get started with a domain name and a website today, just click on the link in the show notes and that will take you over to Kualu to get started. They also have a live support chat system that you can use, which is in the bottom right hand corner. So get started with a new website and domain name today with Kualu. Hey everybody, if you would like to get the ad-free versions of all of our podcasts and support Entertainment Talk along the way, all you need to do is head over to patreon.com/entertainmenttalk. Sign up either as a creator or as a Patreon. There's no difference there. That's just the option for either becoming a creator now or just staying as a patron for the moment. And then all you need to do is support us at the $1 level tier. That will get you access to all of the ad-free podcasts that we've done in the past and get you access to all the ad-free podcasts in that month as well. So it's a great way to support us on Entertainment Talk and to get rid of the ads and get your ad-free podcasts. You can also become a patron at the $3 level tier. That gets you access to ad-free podcasts and allows you to redeem a review of a TV show or a film of entirely your choice. That's one per month for either a TV show or a film review, which is at the $3 level tier. As always, thank you very much for listening. Back to the show. Alright, recently on Entertainment Talk, as of today, there's a new Let's Play Sundays episode for you to listen to, episode 17 of Let's Play Sundays, and it's for Concrete Genie, which is, of course, the PlayStation exclusive, so you can check that out as well if you want to. Knives Out Review. Knives Out is a Rian Johnson murder mystery starring a bunch of talented actors and actresses. Spoiler-free and spoiler review for that, of course, so you can check that out if you have or haven't seen Knives Out. United Cast, I did talk about Jesse Lingard being captain for Manchester United and just the situation and decision around that. Yes, he did score a fairly decent goal, but he needs to do that week in, week out. So, but yes, of course, I've talked about Lingard a bunch of times by now. Random gaming talk. Call of Duty Modern Warfare is getting some more free DLC and things like that. Some old maps are returning, which is really, really good. And all of it is going to be released for free on the 3rd of December. So if you've got the game on any platform, PC, Xbox, PS4, you're going to be able to get all of that DLC for free. And of course, you can check out the podcast to hear what you'll be getting. We also talked about the Half-Life VR video game. No, it's not Half-Life 3, it's something else. And we discussed a bunch of more stuff as well. CW Superheroes for Arrow Season 8 Episode 5, so you can check that out if you want to, and we'll of course be back very soon for the mid-season finale. Watching The Watchmen Season 1 Episode 6, we've got 3 episodes left of Watchmen, so there's that. Walking Dead UK Podcast Season 10 Episode 8, which is the mid-season finale, so you can check that out if you're into Walking Dead. all that sort of thing. Did a podcast on a Let's Play Sundays video, sort of, and I took the audio from that and released it as its own podcast, and it's for discussing the past, present, and future of Star Wars itself, so I thought that was interesting to do. Spoiler warning for my first impressions for Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order, there is a spoiler scene in that video. That's of course a gameplay video where I play the first 30 minutes or so of the game and give you my first impressions, but it's got a spoiler in there. Brassic Season 1 Episodes 1 and 2, that's another segment from our TV Talk 2087 episode. If you want to listen to all the segments, you can check out that podcast, and that's what we've been doing on entertainmenttalk.org and on podcast platforms. Alright, let's go back. Let's click that off, and then we can click on the table. There we go. Also, congratulations to Leicester for getting a late win today as well. They've won their last, it says at least here, the last five games. So, yeah, I mean, they're 8 points behind Liverpool, and someone's got to keep chasing Leicester, because City dropped points to Newcastle this weekend, didn't they? So that was unfortunate. Right, where are we in the league table? We are currently sitting ninth. We are 1 point behind Arsenal. And we are 2 points behind Tottenham. We could have jumped to fifth again today. And here's a weird kind of contrast thing, right? Look at last week's draw to Sheffield United, which we should have won. Handball thing, obviously I discussed that last week if you want to hear more about that. Shouldn't have been given as a goal, as far as my opinion goes. If we'd have won that game, we could have moved to fifth. And what did we do? We played Fred and Pereira in midfield. Today, we played Fred and Pereira in defensive midfield, which is even worse or just as bad, however you want to put that. And we draw again to Villa today, which is at home, which is worse, as far as I'm concerned. And again, if we'd have won today, we could have gone fifth. So two matches in a row where we've drawn against lesser opposition. Although Sheffield United are actually higher than us in the league, so make of that what you will. Two games where we draw and we failed to go fifth because we didn't win those games, and we played the same two people in midfield. You've got to draw some kind of contrast to that, and Ollie's got to be looking at that himself, I think. So, not to say those two are directly to blame for us not being fifth and not winning those two games, but they were the two that were in midfield for both of those games, so there's that. Yes, Tottenham are fifth with 20 points, and then there's a bit of gap with 6 points. Chelsea are at fourth. So if we'd have won 18, 19, 20, we would have been, yes, on the same points as Tottenham and Wolves, but we do have a better goal difference. So we would have been fifth. Funny thing is, if we say we'd have won and we'd have had presumably at least five goal difference, it would be five goal difference for us, three for Tottenham, two for Wolves. And just interesting how it kind of jumps from 5 to 3 to 2 if we'd have won and had gotten the points. In terms of, well, that actually looks a bit scary. So we're on 18 points, and then if you look at Burnley and Palace, who are 10th and 11th, they're both on 18 points, so they're both on equal points to us, actually. We're only ahead on goal difference. Quite a clear 4 goal difference, but still not great. And then if you look from 16, there's three teams on 16 points, which goes down to 14th, which is Newcastle. 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, we're 6 points off of 18th. I think I got that right. Yeah, 18. Southampton are on 12 points, they are 18th, and we're on 18 points, and we're at 9th. So there you go. It does look kind of close in the middle of the table. You've got Southampton on 12, Everton on 14, Brighton on 15, Aston Villa 15, Newcastle 16, West Ham 16, Bournemouth 16, and then Palace, obviously, you've got the 18, Burnley 18, then we've got 18, then Arsenal got 19. So it's really, really close that's basically 16th or 17th, roughly right up to 8th. So there could still be a lot. We still are at that sort of early-ish stage of the season where teams are going to be jumping up and down the table a bit. And obviously from what I've just read out there, it's still pretty close. So we could go up to 5th on Wednesday, I suppose. We could drop down to 15, 16, 17, 18. Yeah, as far as Brighton, we could either go to 5th or 16th. potentially by Wednesday, which is very weird if you think about that. That's like, 10 positions of difference. So, nine positions of difference. That's a look at the league table. Liverpool have got 40 points, Leicester have got 32, so there's 8 points of gap. Thank God that they won today and Vardy scored right at the end, because it would have been 11 points, and that's just a bit scary. So, all right, let's look up the upcoming matches. So, interesting thing, by the way, about the Tottenham match, it's on Amazon Prime. If you have Amazon Prime, so if you've been listening to the commentary since the start of the season, if you don't have Sky or BT or whatever, and you haven't been able to watch the matches, most people I assume these days do have Amazon Prime, either for the video and or for the delivery stuff. So if you've got Amazon Prime, you're going to be able to watch, because they've done tennis and stuff on there before. I've not watched any of it, but I've noticed when I've gone to watch various different Amazon shows, they have adverts for showing the tennis. So I guess they're doing the same thing with sport. They've got like 20 different league games. If you want to look them up, of course you can do that. They got a bunch of them on Boxing Day and some other games as well. There's two of our games that are going to be shown on Amazon. I'm not sure what the other one is, but Tottenham's going to be the one that's shown at 7:30 on Amazon. So that's weird. And they've got it exclusively as well, so it's not going to be on BT or Sky, which is very, very interesting. Yeah, so, we go to Tottenham, go to us, or go to Old Trafford. Then we go to the Etihad on the 12th of, that's a Saturday 5:30 game, which is very strange. Man City for that. And then obviously the AZ Alkmaar, that's the last of the group stage games. As far as I'm concerned, that's still a friendly. Then, that's on the 7th of December. I was looking at the 12th. So, Man City is the 7th of December, not the 12th. So Man City, then AZ Alkmaar, then Everton at home, then the Colchester quarterfinal of the Carabao Cup. It says League Cup, it is the Carabao Cup. Colchester, then Watford, Newcastle, Burnley, and then Arsenal on New Year's Day. And that's pretty much, leading into the new year. So let's look at Tottenham. I think we could win at Tottenham if we turn up. I think we could win at Man City if we turn up. Because those are the kind of games where everyone looked at Liverpool and got really scared, right? They were like, oh, Liverpool on this great form. They're winning 4-5-6-0 or whatever for each match. And everyone's like, oh, Liverpool going to go to Old Trafford and like destroy them 5-0. And it was 1-1 and we almost won. So I actually think in terms of Tottenham and Man City, yes, we can look at that game and think, oh, you know, we've drawn to Sheffield United and Villa. We might get kind of beaten by Tottenham and Man City. It could be one of those big games where we just happen to show up, so you just never really know. Everton at home, I'm not really sure. It's so hard to predict football matches sometimes, because you look at Villa at home and Sheffield United away, and you go, yeah, that's 6 points. So I don't know what to make of that. I'm just looking through here at the fixtures. It was Villa, Sheffield United, Brighton, Bournemouth, Norwich. I think those are, 5 or 6 games roughly, it doesn't matter. Those were the games that I sort of pointed out and said, okay, we should be coming away with some points from there. 2 points from the last 6 games, it's not good enough. And there's a lot of talk again, obviously, about, you know, Ole in, Ole out. Pochettino is now available, of course, being sacked from Tottenham. Emery's available if we want him, I suppose, from Arsenal, of course. Freddie Ljungberg has taken over as interim manager, hasn't he? I don't know. If you put me in charge of Man United, what I think I'd do, well, there's a lot of things I would do, but one of the main things I'd do is I'd take Solskjaer, look, it's not quite working out as manager. Would you like to be a coach, maybe? I'm sure he could teach our strikers something. He was one of our greatest strikers of all time. I'm sure he could do well in a coaching role. Would he like that? I think he'd be okay with that. I don't know, but I think that's something that might work. And then I'd bring in Pochettino. So I'd say, Solskjaer, look, we don't want to get rid of you, because I don't want to necessarily get rid of Solskjaer. I think he's got something to give to this club, and I think what that is probably coaching instead of being the manager. Michael Carrick's there, a former player, being a coach. Mike Phelan's there, being a coach. I think the three of them would just make good coaching staff, maybe. Because then he wouldn't have to make any of the sort of tactical decisions and that sort of thing. He wouldn't have to pick the team. It would just be teaching the lads how to score some goals, which we know that he knows how to do that. So, and then I'd probably bring in Pochettino. So, That's my updated stance on where do I stand on Ole. That's not necessarily Ole out. It's just give him a different job, I suppose. So, all right, that's all I've got for you for this United Cast episode. I will be back on Wednesday to discuss whatever happens against Tottenham. My prediction is maybe like a 2-1 to United or something. But football's so unpredictable sometimes. It's so much more easier to sometimes predict TV itself. So there you go. If you want to find all the rest of the content that we've got, it's on entertainmenttalk.org. Feedback-wise, what do you think of Manchester United at the moment? Are you Ole in, Ole out? Do you agree with what I said in terms of not necessarily sacking Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, but making him coach and then bringing in Pochettino? Where do you stand on that whole situation? Of course, we're all Glazers out and Woodward out anyway, so that's pretty irrelevant. Do you agree with me about the whole Pereira thing, playing in defensive midfield? He's the one that should have blocked the shot. He couldn't do it because he's not a defensive player, etc., etc. And the contrast between, you know, the Sheffield United draw, same people in midfield, Aston Villa draw, same people in midfield. What do you think of all that sort of stuff? Let me know. Matthew at entertainmenttalk.org, Twitter eTalkUK, and there's a contact page and information in your show notes. So get involved and let me know what you think. Cool, if you want to support the podcast, support Entertainment Talk, we're on Patreon. Check out the $1 and $3 level tiers. Amazon affiliate link if you want to do some shopping on Amazon. We'll get a small cut of what you spend, but it won't cost you extra. iTunes feeds, please rate, review, subscribe to those. Word of mouth, please tell your friends, family, people that you know about the website and the iTunes feeds. I'm sure there's a bunch of people online talking about Manchester United. Whether they're fans or not is a different thing, but I'm sure there's people talking about us tonight. So there you go. So cool social media. Please share on Facebook, retweet on Twitter, and put it in different Facebook groups if you're allowed to. And last thing, video games. If you want to watch us play different video games, me and David stream on Twitch, Robert streams on Mixer. And look out for Let's Play Sundays as well. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you for the Spurs game on Wednesday, or whatever else we do in the meantime. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time. Goodbye.